Your Press TV News in Brief. Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps has launched a number of missiles on positions of Daesh terrorists in Syria's Deir ez-Zor. Large number of Daesh takfirs are reportedly killed in the attack. IRGC said strikes were in response to recent Daesh attacks in Tehran, which left 18 people dead. Iran's leader has dismissed a U.S. claim of seeking a power transition in the Islamic Republic as hollow rhetoric. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says Washington has always sought to oust the Islamic establishment in Iran, but it's always suffered humiliating defeat. And the Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council has condemned the U.S. Senate's new sanctions against Tehran. Ali Shamkhani regards the sanctions as illegal and hostile, apart from being contradictory with Iran's nuclear accord. He said Iran's parliament will take necessary measures in response to the new sanctions. The U.S. military says it shot down a Syrian plane in northern province of Raqqa. Fighter jet was targeted during a combat mission against Daesh terrorists in the town of Rasafa. Syrian army is pushing to liberate Raqqa from terrorists. Yemeni medical sources have confirmed the death of 25 people in a Saudi airstrike on Sa'adah province, and medics say all those killed were farmers working on a patch of land. They were killed when a home in the village of Baga was targeted. Near final results from France's parliamentary elections show President Emmanuel Macron's centrist party is set to secure a major victory in the second round of voting. His party, the Republic on the Move, and its allies are expected to win up to 425 seats in the 577-seat National Assembly. The death toll from a forest fire in central Portugal has risen to 61. Most of the victims are locked in their cars and burnt to death. Portuguese Prime Minister António Costa called the incident the greatest tragedy of human life in the country.